From KCUR, this is Up to Date with Steve Kraske. I'm producer Hallie Jackson. Housing, shopping, dining, and more could soon line the Berkeley Riverfront north of downtown Kansas City. Port KC and the KC Current recently revealed renderings of a neighborhood set to be built around CPKC Stadium. The three-phase development project will span 10 years and represent an $800 million investment to transform the area. The first phase of the project is set to be done just in time for the World Cup in 2026. To learn more about the plans for the riverfront, Steve spoke with John Stevens. He's the president and CEO of Port KC, which deals with development in the area.
John, Port KC and the Kansas City Current announced last summer that you were getting started on this $800 million deal to transform the riverfront area. But now you've all revealed a series of renderings of what this new district surrounding the new stadium will look like. What's been the response so far?
The response has been overwhelmingly positive. You know, you opened by saying developing a neighborhood, and that's been Port KC's vision in bringing this to the community for years, is how do we bring citizens and experiences and people back to our riverfront that has been so long neglected?
I was going to say, how amazing is it that we have managed to overlook the riverfront for as long as we have in this town?
You know, I say a lot that we were born from the river in the 1800s, you know, and really the indigenous peoples here for thousands of years. But then really once the trains came in, we turned our back on the river. So it's been a century to a century and a half where we've ignored it. And really, even at Berkeley Riverfront, it was then Mayor Cleaver in the late 90s that said, we need to clean it up. It was a tow lot and environmentally degraded. Even Kemper Arena's roof was dumped there because they said no one will care on our riverfront.
That's right, yeah.
And so we cleaned it up, and then it sat until about 7 years ago just as kind of a nice green space waiting for people to take a risk. And now we've had several great partners, true public-private partnership, bringing something to life.
Well, describe for us, if you would, for those who haven't seen the renderings, what this district will look like when it's finally done, John. Tell us about the kinds of amenities it's going to have.
Sure. So, you know, I think I have to start with there's been almost $400 million already invested and under construction currently. Between the streetcar, beer garden, new hotel, there's already almost 1,500 citizens living down there. You know, that's already happening. Then we wanted to weave in this truly transformative project. And thanks to Chris and Angie Long, KC Current, Marquee Development, and this partner, they're bringing a true walkable, complete streets neighborhood to the riverfront.
Wow.
So what you will see in the first phase is more than 400 new residential units surrounded by restaurants and shops, a town square. And then we will be moving, for the first time, moving these experiences closer to the river than ever before. We had such success that the north end of the stadium is only 50 feet from the shoreline. That's pretty remarkable. And people have responded saying, wow, I didn't know the river was right there. And it's, you know, it's amazing. And so we're going to
call the Missouri River, and Lewis and Clark actually went on it.
Yeah,
once.
Yeah. 1804. Here it
yeah,
is.
Yeah.
But so we'll be moving, you know, buildings that way while we continue to reinvest in the green space in the park. That park is the central focus. We want it to be this walkable, vibrant place. And as a matter of fact, as part of this public-private partnership, you know, there will be all of this private development happening, but additionally, we'll be adding 2 new acres closer to the water than ever before. So people will be able to walk right up to the shoreline and sit and experience the river really for the first time for most people.
And so just to be clear, the first phase of this is what exactly?
The first phase is 2 really pretty large buildings, new roads, new sidewalks, all of the components of that. And it's more than 400 residential units, and there'll be a dozen or more shops and restaurants, and we're really committed to local. Much for those of you who have experienced the current stadium, it is overwhelmingly local experiences in the stadium. We're looking to create that same sort of emotional feel and supporting our small businesses.
More from Port KC President and CEO John Stevens when we come back.
Now, you all have said that the vision for this new neighborhood is to be to put it at pedestrian scale. When we talk about pedestrian scale, John, what are we talking about?
Sure. So we definitely want density. because to be successful in a downtown environment, and this is an extension of our downtown, it's an extension of our adjoining urban neighborhoods. So contextually, you know, these may be 5-6 plus stories. You know, the verticality of it is dense. But when I say urban scale, it is creating these blended sidewalks, you know, outdoor patios, rooftop patios, really narrow streets with on-street parking. This is what you hear, you know, safe, complete streets, dense street grids, kind of that real feeling. I think it's really analogous. We've used some of the same architects that created the Wharf District in D.C., and that is overwhelmingly successful pedestrian scale while still adding significant density.
The key word here, walkable, right?
Walkable.
That's what people want these days.
People want, another little fun fact is the opening match, the inaugural match, we had 4,000 people walk down the trails from the town of Kansas Bridge, walk down the, you know, sit under the trees and be a part of the experience. The bike racks, there were more than 400 bikes. It was full. And wow. Overflowing, that's the kind of experience. And then with the streetcar under construction, we'll have a major terminus of the streetcar there. People will be able to ride from UMKC all the way to the riverfront.
I say, you mentioned the streetcar. Are there any other forms of transport that you're hoping that people will take full advantage of once this new district is up and hopping?
Yeah. We're working closely on two big connectivity things. One is there is a road called Lydia, and there's actually four rail lines that run across that. And it's just not a great road that leads into the east side, Columbus Park. We're in the midst of working with our partners in the federal government on a separated rail grant to create a new bridge into Columbus Park in the east side. That will have bikeable, walkable, and vehicular transit. We're also working with our city partners on the Grand Viaduct to create a new bike pedestrian bridge there. And then finally, we're excited about, as the Buck O'Neill Bridge opens up, we'll be opening the levee all the way to the West Bottoms. And there's so much excitement happening in the West Bottoms that moving that will be exciting. And then we're actually working with the Corps of Engineers right now. Mm. And this is a real fun one. We're looking to add docks right there at the center of Berkeley Riverfront to actually have boats.
No kidding. And maybe fishing?
Maybe fishing, definitely be ready for inland water cruises and boat ferries and boat taxis.
No kidding.
So we're starting to lay the groundwork. We know that may take a little bit more time to develop, right? But we're continuing to invest and think about that future of being able to get in a water taxi, just like other places around the country, and maybe ride it from north of the river or ride it from Parkville or Riverside and
come down.
Wouldn't
that be something? Yeah. So you're working on a whole series of different levels here trying to make this thing work.
Yeah. When we say multimodal and we say public-private partnership, we mean that in the truest sense of the word. You know, we're a public agency. We're dedicated to maintaining this as a public space and leave it as a world-class public space for decades to come. The private investment, and this investment is almost exclusively private dollars coming into this. They share that vision. And so when we bring that together, we want volleyball and climbing and activities for the public that are free and open and accessible in this space. And then additionally, the development around becomes a place for people to live and work and play.
How environmentally friendly is all of this ultimately going to be?
We have already reduced carbon emissions. We replaced all of the lights in the park with high, low emissions, LED lighting,
right,
all of that sort of stuff. So, and we're currently in the midst of a massive tree addition and tree replacement plan and removing a lot of, you know, in decades past, people planted trees, but they didn't think about what was indigenous, what was native. So we're continuing to grow native plantings. We're bringing the goats back. So really? we've moved to an all environmental. So for the native trail areas, we bring goats in to clear them out instead of using any chemicals or any herbicides.
No kidding.
And we're working with things like that. So in the stadium is LEED quality. So very environmentally friendly. And we're going to continue that investment throughout this project.
You know, John, affordable housing has also been mentioned as a priority here. How much of it do you expect there will be at the end of all three phases of this project?
Sure. They're more than 10%, so we're talking 150 to 200 potentially units at 50% AMI, which is one, you know, every spectrum of need. We have a need in Kansas City for workforce housing, affordable housing, transitional housing, and not every project can solve all of that. But we did talk to a lot of people, and that 50% average median income level and fixing prices there. So 10% of the units will be set aside for 50% average median income.
What does that translate to a monthly rent these days, roughly?
It really depends, but you're talking less than $1,000 for, you know, for a smaller unit, which is in today's environment around the country, that's you know, that is true workforce at this point.
You know, you're working closely, as you've mentioned, with Chris and Angie Long, two of the owners of the KC Current, you know, on all this. How did this partnership come together?
Sure. Angie's a Kansas City native, and she came back, and they're building, you know, they built an incredible company here. And I was introduced to them when they sort of heard a vision that I was outlining from Port KC's perspective of how we needed anchors and we needed to spur interest in the riverfront. And we were making announcements, and we had a meeting, and they said, you know, we just bought a team, and we're bringing this team to Kansas City. And we want it to be in the heart of our city. We want people to come from all four corners of our community, and we want it to be really something special. And wow, I don't know that any of us felt that it would evolve into something as special as it became. But thanks to their dedication and their commitment, and then this shared partnership, they've created something special there. And then as we started working through the construction, I mean, it became something of, well, let's do more.
Right.
And Chris and Angie and the partners they bring and the collaboration that we have on a very personal level. We talk about what does Kansas City deserve? That's really been almost the entire litmus test of this. And then at every step we said, and I believe Chris Long was the one that said this, he said, we can't just develop a great riverfront. This needs to be a world-class riverfront. I want the world to be looking to Kansas City and saying, here's how you do redevelopment for a community.
Right. You know, you've mentioned that this, so much of this is being privately funded. You could have secured public funding to do some of this. Why didn't that happen?
We've invested a lot of public funding, federal, state. You know, we've received great support from the state and from the federal government over the years, particularly Congressman Cleaver. He has been really, truly dedicated to seeing our riverfront restored. We believed that those public dollars really need to be invested in the transportation, in the big pieces of infrastructure. And we will be, and we are seeking additional dollars in partnership for a lot of the public space growth and expansion. But to do that, you have to show progress.
Right.
And that's where the private dollars coming in, they put those private dollars in, and then our side of the bargain is we will make great public spaces and transportation networks that work.
That was our host, Steve Kraske, talking with Port KC President and CEO John Stevens about the vision for a new neighborhood set to be built along the riverfront. Up to Date is a production of KCUR, and this episode was produced by me, Hallie Jackson. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll be back with more Up to Date soon.